Mr. Provost, it's an honor to be here. And certainly, Rabbi Shulman and Art Abramson, wherever you are milling around, thank you very much for putting this together. We really appreciate it. We live in a rapidly changing world. I'm running for Attorney General to keep Maryland and Marylanders two steps ahead of those new threats facing our families. 30 years ago, when we thought about public safety, it was about crime in the streets. When we thought about environmental protection, it was about keeping trash out of the ocean. When we thought about consumer protection, it was about making sure you bought a safe new car. When we thought about civil rights, the road to equality seemed long and nearly impossible to navigate. And those issues are still with us today. Crime in the streets, trash in our bay. Con artists and bigots are still out there. But with the internet and other new technologies, they exacerbate old problems, and they give criminals new methods of exploiting each one of you. So while reduction of violent crime is still our number one priority, we have to think about hacking and online privacy and other cyber crimes. We also have to think about gangs now recruiting and operating online. We still have to get trash out of our bay, but now we have to think about carbon emissions and their impact on climate change. The old and constantly worrying consumer protection issues like onerous utility bills and lead-laced toys coming in from China that your children or grandchildren are chewing on are now coupled with websites that are trying to steal credit card numbers or fish for personal information. And in today's struggle for civil rights, we have many of those freedoms and many of those protections have eluded us for decades. And we still need to fight today's struggles, like fighting against voter ID laws that are taking away your right to vote, fighting against domestic violence, fighting against racial profiling. These are the issues of today and tomorrow. As one of the most pragmatic and progressive legislators in the General Assembly, as a general practice attorney dealing with various issues across the board, legal matters, and as an unapologetic supporter of democratic principles, I think I am uniquely qualified to tackle these next generation issues without losing focus on those old and persistent problems that I just discussed. I'm excited about this race. I'm excited about bringing sunshine and light to the Attorney General's office and to the state of Maryland. And I'm excited about protecting all of you and your interests and the needs and the concerns and the rights that you all deserve. And I'm excited about using modern methods to solve these problems, both new and old. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Frosch.
Thank you. Let me first add my thanks to Johns, to Towson for hosting us, to Drs. Chandler and Roberts and Rabbi Shulman. Thank you so much. And thanks to all of you for taking a good, perfectly good hour and spending it with us. This is a very important office, a very important race. And I've spent the past year and a half traveling all over the state. And wherever I am, whether it's Baltimore City, Montgomery County, the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, I hear the same themes. People want to feel safe in their neighborhoods. They want clean air to breathe. They want clean water to drink. And they want equal opportunity. They want a shot at the American dream, and they want their kids to get a quality education. These are the very things that I have been fighting for my entire career. More than 35 years as an attorney in private practice and 28 years in the General Assembly. I have had, I think, pretty good success. I'm the author of the Maryland Recycling Act. It's the law that makes you drag those bins out to the curb every week, but it means that we recycle 6 billion pounds of trash in our state every year. I'm the author of the law that stopped the oil companies from drilling for oil and gas in the Chesapeake Bay. I'm the author of laws that protect consumers from cheats and frauds and scams and help them save their homes from foreclosure. And as chairman of the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee, I have had the honor, the opportunity, to lead the Senate through a series of landmark bills. A couple of years ago, it was the Marriage Equality Act, the repeal of the death penalty last year, along with the Firearm Safety Act, a law that I spent most of my time in the last session working on, defending on the Senate floor for more than 4 days, fighting off dozens and dozens of amendments, and withstanding the onslaught of the NRA, who brought 2,000 people to testify in our committee against the bill. This year, I was the sponsor of laws that make it easier for victims of domestic violence to get protection from our courts, and laws that help our prosecutors bring to justice folks who commit violent crimes with handguns. As your Attorney General, I will continue to fight to make Maryland safer. I will stand up for consumers. I'll stand up for vulnerable adults. I will protect Maryland's Chesapeake Bay and its vital natural resources. And I will be a strong advocate for those who feel their voices aren't being heard. In short, I'll be the people's lawyer. Thank you.
Mr. Pritzker.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, members of the council, the Towson University family, and fellow citizens of the state of Maryland. I'm Jeffrey Pritzker, and I'm the Republican candidate for Attorney General of the state of Maryland. After listening to the introductions of my two colleagues up here, I realize that they have really done a fabulous work in the legislature, and it sure would be a shame to lose them. Hopefully we can keep them there so they can continue and do all the wonderful things they have done. I compliment both of them. I've been campaigning all across the state, and what you find out is people are fed up. And I'm not just saying Republicans, Democrats. I'm getting more calls from Democrats than I am from Republicans because they're fed up with the high taxes of this state, and particularly business people, and I represent a lot of businesses, are fed up with the rules and regulations and requirements and licensure issues. People were just fed up. I just had a client who had been my client ever since I started the practice, sold his business, and he didn't stay here. He moved to Florida. He wasn't going to pay the taxes here, and we see that happening time and time again. Now, the issues addressed by my colleagues up here are very important issues, and I admire them for wanting to bring those up. But the Attorney General can do a whole lot more, and we've been accustomed to a state that has had a Democratic monopoly, and the Attorney General really has not exercised the kind of independence that we need in Maryland. For example, the federal EPA decided that we need to have a tax, which we now call the rain tax, and imposed that and mandated it on the citizens of the state of Maryland. Now, I didn't agree with that. Maybe you do. I mean, certainly the bay needs to be kept clean. But the Attorney General in Virginia challenged that tax. He took it to court, and he won. And a federal judge said rainwater is not a pollutant. Now, what did our attorney general do? He didn't do anything. So this is just one example of an attorney general. If he were not part of this Annapolis power structure, perhaps he could represent the people. It's interesting that the way our Constitution is in Maryland, the attorney general is an independent office. It's not like the federal government where President Obama can appoint his attorney general, which he's done. Here the attorney general runs independently. And if people will start to realize that independence in government, particularly with the different branches, is important for your own protection, then you really can have an attorney general who's looking out for you and not the Annapolis power structure. Another example is the affordable health care rollout. I mean, was there ever a bigger mess than that? I listened to Doug Gansler the other day in his debate, and he's challenging Lieutenant Governor Brown. Well, what did our attorney general do? If I were attorney general, I would have had an investigation immediately. The attorney general has the power to have a special prosecutor, which we have in Maryland, investigate this whole thing. It didn't happen. And now I'm having a sign that says stop, so I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, we're going to start the question and answers. Please keep the questions coming, so let your hand.